At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Man, we gotta all cheer up. I mean, man, Americans have 60 bad days every year, they say. And that means that we spend 2 entire months stressed out, unhappy, tired, or angry, having bad days.
2 out of 12 isn't even bad.
No.
That's not even 50%. Tom, I can't do the exact math. You do it.
It's 1 out of 6. So it's about 18%.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
If I only had that few.
Okay. Well, you got to consider every Monday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's, what, 52 already.
Well, that's, but then now that can't be that. Some people are having happy Mondays.
Oh, and then there's some vacations. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and retirees who don't work on Mondays. Okay. That's a good point.
This is people that work, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. And here are the top five, or not top five, but top things that ruin a day for people. These are the top things that were mentioned. Now, I will say bad hair day was lower on the list. Only 25% of people say they've lost it over a bad hair day.
Oh, you can tell people don't care anymore. They don't care about their hair.
And yeah. I think that's young people. When mm-hmm. and you start to get past your 20s, bad hair days just don't matter as much. I think when you get past your 20s, a lot of things don't matter as much because you start to realize how many days there are and one bad one just isn't big enough to make it worth it.
8% have gotten depressed over a favorite team losing.
Ah, that's
they're having a bad day for that.
I don't get that.
Did you see that guy in Canada that sawed his TV in half because the Canadians lost a hockey game?
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's a bad day.
That's really going
that's
overboard.
Anger management issues or anger issues.
Okay. Now, these are some of the top answers. Okay. Number one was not getting enough sleep is a way to ruin your day.
Yeah. No. That's a weird thing. Some days you come in here without enough rest, and you're just nailing it.
Yeah.
And some days you come in with 12 hours of rest, and you can't seem to even think.
Some days you start out pretty good, and then you crash mid-show.
What is going on with those days? It's like
so
they started off so well.
Yeah.
Somewhere we took it a turn, okay? Mm-hmm. Feeling sick was number two on the list.
Yeah.
It can ruin your day.
There's nothing like those lower gut cramps.
Yeah.
Or some kind of nausea just to ruin your overall day.
Or a headache. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I've just got to go and just get some rest. Having money issues, number three on the list, can ruin your day.
Yeah.
Trying to pay the bills or get by.
Even just a snack machine. It took my last dollar.
Okay. Stress at work was number four. So apparently some people at work are stressing you out.
I'm surprised that's not higher. I literally take like an hour to decompress after work. I have to tell my wife all the things that annoyed me.
Really? I don't have it so bad. I think it's okay.
I wonder. I don't really get stressed. I don't.
You don't. You don't seem to worry about the stuff that bothers me.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
And then having your plans fall through was also mentioned. That will ruin your day.
Also, sometimes you're glad those
yes.
plans fell through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're like, oh, thank God they canceled.
Oh. Especially if it's before you started getting ready.
Yeah. Well, like you've committed to like a lunch or something, and you're like 2 weeks away from that. Like, yeah, that'd be fun to get together. And then the day comes, and you're like, I don't want to go out with them.
For me, it's usually happy hour, and somebody goes, hey, this Friday, we're going to do blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Friday gets there, I'm like, oh, gosh, what did I commit to?
All right. Now, this is very interesting. 26% of people say they've had their day ruined by a comment on social media.
Wow.
Social media is ruining your day?
Some people are mean
yeah.
for no reason. Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy to hear that because I spend a lot of time on social media trying to ruin people's
there
day.
There you go.
So I'm glad to hear it's working.
Well, 61% of people say they've had their day made by a positive comment on social media.
I do that too to nice people. My enjoyment is when someone else comes in and says something mean and then ripping them to shreds.
Oh, you're like, defending them?
I don't go in and just like try to tear people down, but I will definitely retaliate to someone who has. And I do enjoy going into some people's feeds and putting a positive comment on it. And then they're like, okay. Oh, look at that. You know, Tom Steele said this nice thing.
I thought you were about to say, I do enjoy going to people's feeds and putting a negative comment. I enjoy that. That's so much fun. There are a lot of people, though, that are trolls or, you know, they're out there just to make your day bad.
Yeah. Don't let it.
Okay. How do you do that, though?
Ignore it. Don't worry.
Just be happy.
Block Tom.
I don't start it.
Yeah. I wonder if when you put a nice comment at somebody goes, his page has been hacked.
Probably.
Yeah. That's not him.
You know, Tom is like, that's his gift. You know, he's like a superhero. His gift is to go in there and encourage that person that's been torn down. Like if he was part of the Justice League, he'd be, you know, social media man.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you trust everything you hear on the Hawk and Tom Show, you maybe shouldn't.
Oh.
It turns out they just released a list of the most deceitful states where people lie, cheat, and scam.
Uh-oh.
And South Carolina did pretty poorly on this.
Or did we do good?
Well, you'll have to guess whether to trust me or not.
Did we do good on this test?
I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, we've all heard about hackers from Russia, scammers from Southeast Asia, Nigerian princes, or even the Somalians that are supposedly ripping off the government in Minnesota.
Yeah.
But what about the rest of the states? They turned out that it was rather surprising. Now, the first one, the most sleaziest or scammiest or deceitful state was Nevada.
Oh,
and yeah. You think about it, you got Las Vegas there, mm-hmm. maybe some swindling going on. But they actually looked into where residents lie, cheat, scam, or steal the most.
Well, at least it's staying in Vegas, because what you do in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
I tell everybody. I have fun.
Like, those scammers are taking all kinds of information and sharing it with everybody. They're not doing that state right.
Now, I will say, this is self-reported, so I would think the states where they lie the best wouldn't even have admitted to it.
Yeah.
So this is maybe people that lie and steal and scam, but also have the honesty to admit it.
Yeah, they're honest.
Okay. Next was Rhode Island. 40% of the residents admitted that they lie frequently.
No.
I mean, I don't know where this survey was done, but if I got a phone call and people are like, hey,
yeah.
we want to ask you a few questions— I don't know. Maybe I would say I lied frequently just to throw them off for funniness or something.
I'd be like, no.
I never lie.
But Rhode Island's such a small one, right? You would think that they would be nice. Now, somebody calling you from Rhode Island, I'd think, oh, they're nice
they're
people.
They're up north.
Okay, but I think there's some people up north. They got some great guys. That well,
apparently you're wrong north. About Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Next was Florida. And the reason Florida scored so badly is that people in Florida reported the most identity theft cases.
Oh.
But that makes sense when you think about it. There's a lot of older people there that die, and a lot of times identity theft occurs when someone dies. They take that adenosine and use it.
Okay, but not always, because I'm still alive and it's happened to me twice.
Wow.
I'm lucky like that.
Also, I think the old people are just giving out their info too, and they're clicking on things they shouldn't be clicking on.
Oh my.
So apparently not just old people.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Tori, you might be the reason that we came in this list. Number four was Delaware, which also throws Hawk's theory off.
Yeah.
Then South Carolina was number five.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't have like just Florida and South Carolina, the southern states are in the top five.
Well, Florida is not technically considered a southern state.
It's as redneck as we are.
Not all of it. There's a lot of northerners that moved to Florida to retire.
Apparently, South Georgia is North Florida.
Oh, Georgia's in the list.
Is it?
Yeah, Tori got us some two states.
I'm pulling double duty.
Alabama was sixth. California was seventh. Arizona, eighth. Georgia, ninth. And Pennsylvania was the 10th. Of the lying states.
See, I would think California would be on there.
Well, maybe it's like y'all said earlier. We're just so pure of heart that we were honest about it.
Right. We felt convicted.
It says California was on
there. Oh, did he say California?
Yeah. California was number seven.
Uh-huh. Okay. So they're lying, cheating, and stealing.
So what states are trustworthy?
Texas.
Montana. Texas?
No, Montana, yes.
Indiana.
Who lives in Montana?
The cows, that's why.
All right, number 10 was Arkansas. That must have been after Bill Clinton moved out. Wisconsin was number 9. Utah, of course, they've got all the Church of Latter-day Saints people there. Mm-hmm. And 7 was Ohio. 6 was Montana. Idaho, Minnesota, South Dakota, Hawaii was number 2 for the most honest states, and North Dakota is the most trustworthy state, where none of the locals in the survey said that they lied often.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's too cold to get out and get into mischief in North Dakota.
Like, they don't even talk to each other that often.
That's right. And you know what? You think one of the states that would lie, cheat, and steal would be Chicago. I mean, that's a given with all the stuff that's going on up there.
Wow. I wish you'd have lied about where you live.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, is your kid thinking about learning to play an instrument? They say that instruments for kids, if they learn to play them early, they say that it can help with building skills and all kinds of learning abilities, as far as like even math skills are improved by your kid learning the new instrument.
Okay.
Now, the parents, on the other hand, they aren't as favorable because of having to hear the kid practice.
Neither are your neighbors in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Because that poor little girl above me, she could not play whatever she was streaming or strumming. Violin or something, I don't know.
My neighbor's kid had a drum set out in his garage right across from me, and the band would practice every, you know, Tuesday or whatever, and it was loud.
You should have just pulled up a chair and been like, "Free bird!"
Yeah, I got a friend, and their neighborhood knows the band that's practicing, and they'll go out and they'll set chairs in front of the garage.
Well, that's good. They're supportive.
The neighbors are supportive of the kids trying to learn how to play, you know, whatever.
Are they trying to learn, or can they actually
play? They can actually play now, but the drums are loud, yes. But it takes a while for the kid to learn.
I understand. We've got a neighborhood band, two houses down from me. It's adults, and they're pretty good, but you can definitely hear the drums sometimes, like, wafting across through the air. Yeah. But they were good, so it's not bad to have to listen to it.
Well, what musical instruments would you, and they asked the parents this, not like your child to learn? Because
I would think drums would be number
one. Well, drums is on the list, yes. Not number one, though. They say tuba or brass instruments was like one of the top answers.
Oh, yeah, like trumpet and stuff.
Yeah, and tuba specifically. Yeah. Now, my kids.
Bum, 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 bum.
Both my kids played the euphorium, which is kind of like
an instrument.
What?
The euphonium?
Euphonium, that's what it is. Not the euphorium. The euphonium
is. I don't even know what that is.
It's like a baritone, it's a smaller tuba. Is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. But to hear them practice, and then, of course, they have to record the videos now for the music teacher.
Really?
Yeah. And they all, and my son's a perfectionist, one of them, and he's got to get it exactly right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Over and over and over again, the same song, you know.
And I think one of the reasons that may be on the top of the list is because of the size. having to carry it around.
Listen, you already got the backpack that weighs 45, 50 pounds, and then you put the kid that plays the tuba, and because my kids take it home sometimes. Yeah. And I'm like, they're loaded down like a big old pack mule.
They're on tour. Tour bus.
But drums also, one of the top answers that the parents didn't want their kids to learn how to play drums.
Yeah, they're loud.
Now, Tom's daughter, she rocks it. She plays the saxophone.
And she's very good. She's
very talented. Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos. But I'm sure that took a couple of years, you know, in the early years.
But you know what? She would always put herself in the room and shut the door. And then I would get in my room and shut my door. And it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
Now I actually enjoy listening, though.
All right. Parents also mentioned violins.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You ever tried to play the violin?
It's hard.
They make it look so easy. Yeah, and then you start and it goes... Yeah. You're like, oh.
It's like you need to oil. Y'all need some WD-40 on that violin.
Yeah.
Okay. Recorders and flutes were also mentioned. Yeah. It's like, you know, but that's because you're elementary school and you're learning your first instrument. And so it's one little recorder with the little holes on the top.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for my parents because I definitely went through a harmonica phase when I was a kid.
Did you really?
And I was so bad. And my mom would be like, remix. Yes, honey.
I got a harmonica right here.
Stop
go
it.
Go ahead and play it.
I'm not putting my mouth on that thing.
It's a brand new one.
Is it? I almost fell for it.
He just went to stay. It was number 5 on lying. Now we know why.
Oh.
Don't pass
out. That's pretty good.
Oh, no.
Really?
I had a kid's one, so it tastes like bubble gum when you blew it. It was awesome.
Oh, cool.
It's been a while.
I love that.
That was my blues.
Sounds like my lungs when I wake up.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Nah, it ain't at all.
Well, then I'm definitely not playing it.
Is it clogged up?
It's a little bit. I need to get some Q-tips.
Oh,
poke them down there. I would like to hear you play harmonica. So,
oh, it's not good.
But I'd still like to, because Amazon's got them for $15. We just, wouldn't everybody like to hear Tori play the harmonica? Go ahead and text in. Yeah, go ahead and text
Everybody's going to tune out.
Oh, I think they already did.
Yeah. Bagpipes was not mentioned.
Oh, that should have been number 1. This is a crazy story.
Uh-huh.
My mom passed away over the Christmas holidays, and my dad announces to us out of nowhere that she wanted a bagpipe to play Old Danny Boy at her graveside.
Oh wow.
And we all looked at him like, what? But we did not know that. Believe it or not, the funeral people are like, oh, we can do that.
Oh, wow.
$250. We had a guy playing a bagpipe at my mom's funeral.
Wow.
And I was not any happier with it then than I would be now. I'm like, oh, my God, the bagpipe.
Daddy boy.
The pipes.
They didn't sing, thank God.
Yeah.
But it was so wild that they actually had someone come out and play the bagpipes at the funeral, at the gravesite.
Another weird instrument would be accordion. That would be annoying, too.
That would be annoying, too.
Oh, yeah.
So,
No offense if you play either of those.
Exactly. And even piano sometimes because it's so loud in the house. But most of the parents were okay with guitar and piano, which was interesting.
I wish I'd have kept up my piano lessons when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I wish I'd taken them.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've got something a little disturbing for you this morning. I'm going to tell you some things that you may not have known about your underwear, and I'm going to tell you something you may not have known about the hotel room you're staying in.
No, not this.
Let's start with what you need to know about your underwear. According to the latest news, we're supposed to be replacing our underwear every 6 months. I've got some underwear that would contest that.
Oh, you know what? I've got some boxer shorts are now see-through.
Yes. <Hey. laughs> We don't need to know about your kinks.
No. I'm just saying they're so old. The material is so thin. I got to be careful. I got to put them on delicate wash when I
want. Well, like the British newspaper The Guardian says that underwear doesn't last as long as you think, and you should replace it every 6 months. They say that washing it, even in hot water, doesn't get rid of all the bacteria you leave behind. There's also viruses and funguses, and they have science to back it up.
sponsored by Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah.
Buy more undies.
I don't believe this.
I don't either.
Well, they have science to back it up.
I don't believe all science either. I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this was a basic laundry hygiene and odor control study in which they measured the amount of microbes, enzymes, fungus, and viruses even after washing, and they found quite a bit of it remained behind. So, I mean, behind. No pun intended.
Sorry.
It remained behind from your behind. The general advice is to replace underwear after 6 months to a year, a maximum of 50 washes. So if you've been keeping track and you're on wash number 49, it might be time to hit the store.
How do you keep track of that? You got the little tallies in the back every time you wash it with a permanent marker?
You put it beside your name in the back on the tag.
Maybe you just put like in permanent marker the date you bought them. And then after a year, you're like, all right, I had these a year. I'm already 6 months over. Let's toss them.
But if you have like, you know, 20 pair of underwear, and you're rotating them frequently, because I mean, I rotate out my clothes.
Well, we hope so.
meaning I don't wash them and throw them right back in there on top and then grab that same pair after they've been washed. I will grab a pair that I hadn't worn lately. I rotate them out.
Well, yeah, you got your favorite pairs. And then you got your, oh, crud, I need to do laundry.
Ain't that the truth? It is. Yeah. It's like I got my favorites.
Yeah, I have that one pair that's really tight. And I'm like, these are always the last ones to wear when it's time to do, because I've ran out of underwear.
Because they have to be uncomfortable enough so that you're uncomfortable all day long and you remember to do laundry when you get home.
Yeah.
There's a science.
Then you have to break out the underwear, the holiday underwear. You know, it's got Rudolph on it or something. I got to really do some washing.
Okay, now here's the thing that might disturb you about your hotel room. It ties in. There's a lady on Instagram.
I've seen this.
Yeah, she actually shows a tip of how you can put your underwear inside a coffee maker at the hotel room.
Oh, God.
And that's supposed to clean them.
Run the hot water through.
Run the hot water. But it's not very nice for the people who use the room after you.
Now, have you heard the whole story?
What is it?
Well, she did it. She recorded a video in the hotel that she's staying in. Well, people recognized the hotel and contacted the hotel. They had to replace every coffee maker in every room because people were canceling their reservations.
Oh, my.
So they're now suing the woman for $1 million in compensation because she posted such a video. People are nasty. And I use those coffee makers.
I know. And I'm like, man, that's always been my little travel hack is not to have to spend a ton on coffee because I use the hotel ones. Now I'm terrified.
You get up in the morning like,
it's got a little wang to it.
I wasn't going there.
I don't know what you mean.
It's like, is this decaf?
Well, see, I've heard stories in the past about those coffee makers where people will put milk and run the milk to heat their milk up.
Oh, that's pretty hot.
That does is sour the milk. That's for the next person. I always run a hot water through it first before I use
this. This is dark roast.
It has a little nutty flavor.
Oh, this is only going to get worse.
One thing I would hope is that that water is so hot that it would kill most of the germs, I still don't want it.
If that water's hot enough to kill that germ, then it's hot enough to kill it in your underwear when you're washing them.
But I don't think a washer gets as hot as a coffee maker.
And I'll be honest with you, I did not know you're supposed to wash underwear in hot water.
Oh.
Wait, I thought there was... Hold on. Because didn't you just tell us recently that you aren't supposed to wash things in hot clothes because cold actually works better with the enzymes and the detergent?
That was for like jeans to get the stains and stuff out, but not for underwear.
Yeah, obviously.
But they're colored underwear, like blue, and won't their colors fade in hot
clothes? Well, they will, but you're supposed to replace them occasionally. Wow. Hawk, we were upset with you the other day because you don't always wash your crevices.
I do, too.
You just don't rinse.
You don't rinse your crevices.
Sometimes there's soap down there sometimes.
It's like a little bubble maker.
Now we got Tori and Kato with dirty underwear.
I've been hired at kids' birthday parties.
To blow bubbles?
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, fewer and fewer students do this during their college years, but scientists say they'd be healthier if they did this more often. It's not studying. Matter of fact, it's right the opposite. They need to go to more parties.
Really?
Yeah. Party it up. That's what these scientists say anyway, because fewer kids party now than their parents did when they went to college.
Yeah, I give my daughter a hard time about this all the time. I'm like, you got to quit going to these study groups.
Well, that's what they're doing. So many of the students are now concentrating so hard on studies and getting better grades because it will help their career, they think. But they're ending up with depression issues. Scientists say that they need to get out and blow a little steam off. Party it up a little bit instead of concentrating on your studies so much.
You never can win. Mm-mm. You know, you go and you party hard, you flunk out, and then they're disappointed with you there. But if you study too hard, they're disappointed with you there.
You don't want to party so much you flunk out. There's a balance, you know.
Well, it's just save it for the weekends.
Well, more and more colleges are creating fun activities because depression and anxiety is on the rise on campus. And there's more things to do than you would think. They have like game nights now that they create for board games, card games, even bingo. So you get together maybe in your dorm common area.
And you can plan to be old.
Bingo.
But you know what? We say those are older games.
They are.
You play with your friends. I play card games with my friends.
I was talking about bingo.
Yeah, bingo.
I like bingo.
You know what?
It's fun.
I like bingo. It's get together with all my friends that are about to die.
Music trivia, yeah, bingos, music and trivia, bars. Yeah, and I won gift cards not too long ago at a restaurant bar. And it was a regular bingo game, but I won gift cards.
Where can I send my condolences to your family?
I'm not in a bingo hall with a bunch of gray-haired women.
Now, if we're putting jigsaw puzzles together in a common area, that'd be different. They're also on these college campuses making movie nights, organizing themed movies for kids because of depression and anxiety. Scavenger hunts, which are a lot of fun. I've participated in a couple of those throughout the years.
I don't like movie nights.
Okay.
I don't. When my friends call and say, hey, come over, we'll watch a movie. I can do that at home.
By myself.
Yeah, if I'm coming over, I want to visit. I want to hang out.
They are creating bonfires and concerts more and more on campuses. Fun. So, you know, you can have your friends go out because...
You sure that's not just protest at some of them northern campuses?
I don't think so.
Bonfires. It's the building.
Gather around.
Also, they have themed parties. Now, these are not like the frat parties, not alcohol served and stuff like that, but themed parties to get the kids' minds off of their studies, to give them an outlet to go and, you know, blow off some steam. Coffee shop hangouts. They're creating more and more coffee shops on campuses because of the anxiety and stress.
Oh, yeah, because nothing calms you down like a cup of coffee.
Right. I can tell you the problem right now, and those things may help some.
Yeah.
The problem is kids are getting online, and they're seeing every disaster story about their future over and over. When we were kids, we went to parties with our friends. We didn't have 24/7 infusion of the most doom and gloom media that there was, constantly feeding our anxiety.
Mm-hmm. You have got a point there. They should take away all cell phones from college kids. No cell phones for you. You're grounded for 2 weeks. Stay in your dorm room. But the study, they say also, they said the role-playing games, they're creating more, I guess, organizations or clubs that play games like those Dungeons and Dragon games and stuff like that.
That ain't gonna help them.
Yeah, I don't know. Back when my friends and I used to go get in the sewers and pretend they were caves and tunnels, it was a lot of fun. And you can't get reception down there.
And art and crafts sessions, they're saying they're creating for college campuses. So some of the art workshops could be, you know, I don't think it's a sip and wine thing, but, you know, you can go take an art class or whatever. So just some ways to relax instead of studying.
I think all of this supports what I just said, is it takes them offline for a little bit.
Yeah.
It
lets
them get away from this constant onslaught of negativity.
Probably not even true, most of it. And by the way, if they're doing all this, when are they going to study?
Yeah.
Can you imagine flunking out because you were knitting too hard? I didn't have time to study, Mom. I was knitting all night.
Yeah.
Knitting.
Was it something about
bingo
it?
Bingo category.
You're like, yeah, Cynthia, she's got like a C in English, but boy, look at that big old cardigan she just knitted.
She's going to be good for the winter.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Have you ever tried a diet and later thought, wow, that was a stupid idea? Well, I have.
Yeah.
I tried the Atkins diet. Okay. I went to Wendy's. I bought a chicken sandwich. I pulled the buns off the sandwich, ate the chicken patty, looked at the potatoes, and realized I couldn't eat my French fries. And I'm like, this is stupid. Yeah. And I quit right then.
Okay. So you really wasn't on the diet.
I was.
One meal does not count.
For the drive there,
yeah.
He was on the diet.
Yeah. I was. I was on the diet even through eating the chicken sandwich. And then I was like, this is stupid.
I did this with zoodles.
What's like zoodle?
You do zucchini noodles instead of pasta noodles.
Ew.
And we were eating it for months, both of us miserable. And finally, I looked it up, and it said, over the course of a year, switching out pasta for zucchini noodles only saves you like 5 pounds. And I was like, oh, that was such a waste of my life.
Yeah.
Well, there is no shortage of dumb diets and ridiculous health fads, but this may be the stupidest one you've ever heard, and it's actually dangerous. It's a dieting trend on Chinese social media that's catching on in America, and it's called plastic wrap eating. People line the inside of their mouth with saran wrap or plastic cling wrap.
Oh, my.
They put a bite of food in and chew it, then spit it out and toss it in the garbage. The idea is that it's supposed to trick your brain into believing that you're eating, and some people even say their taste buds feel like they're tasting the food somehow.
How can you even taste it?
But there's no calories. So it's a little like going to a wine tasting and spitting out the wine rather than swallowing it, but way more dangerous because of the plastic.
And I think you're dumb if you do that.
I agree.
If I'm paying for a wine class, I'm not spitting it into the bucket.
Well, and quite frankly, I mean, don't include the saran wrap here. Just go ahead, chew the food, and spit it out. I mean, why do you put the saran wrap in your mouth?
That sounds like an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't sound healthy at all if you're just chewing it and spitting it back out.
You're still going to get a ton of the calories that way.
You know, you could, like, swallow every other bite, and that way you're eating less.
No, I'm not wasting food. That chicken died for a good cause, and I'm not wasting it.
People that eat and they go throw it up.
That's
a sickness, I know, but that's
the
way to do it.
At least they got to taste and swallow it.
They got to taste it again.
The experts actually say it could intensify your food cravings over time because simulating eating does not provide the body with energy or nourishment. No kidding. They said it also rewires your brain and could lead to developing serious eating disorders like bulimia or anorexia. Uh-huh. On top of that, you're chewing on plastic. Mm-hmm. And talk about a great way to get microplastics into your body. Chewing on saran wrap is a good way to do that.
Have you ever chewed on Reynolds wrap before?
The foil?
Yeah, just saying. It just makes you cringe a little bit, don't it?
Yeah, if you got those old fillings.
Okay, but you got you have your Reynolds wrap and you've wrapped up a sandwich, you took a bite, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that feels weird.
No, but I have cut between my fingers on Reynolds wrap on accident.
That ain't good.
Heavy duty.
Yeah. This is a heavy duty cut, too.
This is silly, silly stuff.
I think China doesn't like us anyway.
Right. So they're tricking us.
They're tricking us in a way for people to start choking on plastic and to just kill us off.
Well, they say that's the biggest risk of all is the risk of choking, since you're literally putting a plastic film in your mouth to block your throat. And don't do it. But also, the microplastics are pretty stupid for you, too.
I think it's just people online just saying, let's see how many people can do this stupid thing.
Well, I mean, I could see how someone might think it was a good idea, a dumb person, because you are putting the food in your mouth and chewing it, so they might think, well, this is making my body think I ate.
My luck, I would spit the food out, but accidentally suck down the wrap and then suffocate.
Exactly.
Okay, but my belly's still growling, so it ain't going to be tricking me.
No.
I'm like, yeah, it's rumbling.
Yeah, that's that thing of, they say you're supposed to drink a glass of water before you eat to help so you don't overeat.
What?
Yeah, have you ever heard that?
You're supposed to fill your stomach, Carly.
Oh, okay.
It just sounds miserable.
Yeah. Hey, listen, those other diets that people do, like they'll do the baby food diet or, you know.
It's just, you know, I lost 50 pounds. You have to change your lifestyle if you want to lose weight. You've got to be willing to lose the weight.
When you say lifestyle.
Meaning quit eating bread, quit eating anything white, quit eating sweets.
Oh.
Condiments. Mayo is the word. Mayo and ketchup is the worst condiment. Mustard.
Mayo is. Mayo is absolutely full of calories.
Yeah, so will ketchup.
Ketchup has sugar.
So mustard is.
But it's so dry without it.
Well, mustard. I ate mustard for a year on a diet.
Yeah, but you stopped, didn't you?
I will put extra mayo and ketchup on everything now.
I will tell you the secret to dieting, and you're not going to like it.
Sorry. Is this coming from Tom?
I literally lost like 60 pounds after I caught diabetes. But that's
that
not the
hack?
Answer. Here's the answer.
Okay.
It's at the grocery store. If you don't buy it, you don't have it to eat. If it's in the house, you're going to snack on it.
I have friends that say, all I do is snack on chips and candy. I'm like, well, where did you get that? Well, I pick it up. Don't buy it.
Now, don't buy it. Don't let it in the house. You'll be too lazy to eat it.
Yeah. When you first started this, though, and said people were eating food like with plastic or whatever around it, I'm like, I do that all the time. It's like,
candy
that's
bars.
My Twinkies. Yeah. My little bitty snack cakes, they got plastic all around them. I got to peel that back like a banana.
Oh, gosh.
With my plastic.
I could eat a candy bar right now.
Yeah. Sometimes I just undress it.
But Kato, you don't have a candy bar, so you can't.
You're right.
If there was one here, you'd eat it.
I got change for the vending machine, though.
Well, the good thing about our vending machine is it's so expensive and it doesn't work half the time. It's like a diet machine.
But have you seen those cookies hanging on the edge?
No.
I've been wanting to shake that machine.
I'll be right back.
It'll take all three of us. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See MarathonRewards.com for details.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.
Well, do you tell your kids about your teenage years?
Yeah.
Do you really? Yeah. Are you honest about it?
Yeah, my son said he wouldn't have hung around with me.
Like, Dad, yeah. I don't think we would have hung around with you. You're too wild.
Yeah. Well, like 78% of parents say they admit to lying to their children, especially when it comes to talking about teenage years, because they don't want their kids to follow in their same footsteps.
Oh, my child knows everything. He's 10 months, so it doesn't matter that much. But
That's the best time to tell him.
I know. He's keeping my secrets.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know what my parents did when they were young. I don't.
I loved hearing my dad's stories about how they would go drag racing and stuff. And
Really?
I mean, that's different. I guess stories like that. I was thinking you meant like all the craziness they did.
I heard a few beer drinking stories too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he was a teenager once.
I know. I mean, my mom. I mean, well, I did catch her in a lie. So she would always harp on me about my math grades. All the time. Like, you know what? You can improve. You can do better in math. You can do. And so it's not really a lie, but I found her report card, and she made D's in her math class.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm like, it gave me a little grace there. I'm like, okay,
Mom.
Let's talk about this.
Well, she said, you could do better. She didn't say anything about herself.
She's like, you got this. It's genetics.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A lot of parents, they admit to lying to their kids. 78% of them say they have lied. So about 4 out of 5 parents admit they regularly lie to their kids. Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't tell them everything.
Okay.
You shouldn't admit to lying either.
Well, yeah. Not to your kids. You
can talk about it. You can skate around it by omitting some things. And a lot of parents say they do that. They'll not even talk about certain aspects, especially of their teenage years or their younger years.
So I would say to any teens listening, ask them. Ask your parents directly what they were like when they were teens.
Yeah.
That way they don't have a choice.
It's like, did you ever do so-and-so? Because that it's point blank. Now, did you speed and get a ticket right after you get a ticket? Like you're in trouble for getting a ticket or speeding. You ask your parents, hey, well, did you speed? Did you ever get a ticket?
I tried to hide my one ticket, the first ticket I got as a teen.
Yeah.
I told you I got it in Myrtle Beach, and I tried to hide it by going to the grocery store to buy a money order to send in because I wasn't going to go back to court in Myrtle Beach. And there in walks my parents to grocery shop. Uh-huh. What are you doing here at the service desk? I'm like, oh, what do I say?
Yeah, it's a price check, Mama.
I didn't think about that. Yeah. So I got busted the first time.
Now, my kids, sometimes they will, like, one of them will call me out. Like, if he's in trouble for something, he's like, well, don't you ever mess up? And I'm like, well, you got me there.
If he listens to this show.
Yeah. I hate it when they throw it back at you. Yeah. But also, I guess they're lying to their younger kids as well because they lie about doctor and dentist, that the doctor won't hurt or the dentist won't hurt.
Or, like, they want your treat. And I've seen parents be like, it's spicy, but it's ice cream.
Oh,
they just don't want to share.
That's when they're really little.
It's like when you tell them that when the music is playing on the ice cream truck, that means they're out.
That's just wrong.
I like that.
Quite frankly, though, Tom, I'm proud of you. How do you navigate that? Because, you know, with my kids now, it's like they will ask questions about my younger years.
You know how Tom likes to overshare anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
probably
true.
Traumatized his kids from his stories.
Yeah, I mean, I told them all this. I just told you what they said.
Yeah.
They're like, you were too wild.
Does that, like, break your heart? Or, I mean, are you proud of that? Or
I mean, I feel like they've missed out. But I'm glad that they didn't do anything dangerous.
Yeah. So y'all weren't as cool as me.
I didn't say that. I just feel bad that they didn't get to have some of the fun I had. I have fond memories of doing all that wild stuff.
Well, why don't you throw a party for them and their friends?
I don't think their friends would do it either. They seem to hang around good kids.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
your dad's too crazy for us.
You always have to have that one crazy kid in the neighborhood.
Tom's that kid.
That take you to the edge, but you know good enough not to cross over that edge.
Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah.
You know what? It's different for Tom. It's like, you know, the kid. You know how your mom and dad was like, don't you hang out with that Tommy boy. He's too wild.
Yeah.
Now they're doing it as an adult. Don't you hang around with that dad Tom over there. He's a bad influence.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.